Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the Torino Film Festival, 37th edition. I'm with Jessica Woodworth and Peter van der Biggen, director and actor of The Barefoot Emperor, screening in After Hours. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, first of all, how would you describe The Barefoot Emperor for our listeners?
It's a kind of non-traditional sequel to a film that already exists, that was in Italy called Un re allo sbando. Yeah. A road trip, very trippy. But this is more like a trip without the road. Voilà. It's a political satire. It's provocative. It's dry humor. It's very relevant. And it's talking about all the burning emergencies that we need to deal with today, meaning the rise of nationalism. So it's necessary cinema, basically.
So why did it make sense to go back to that story? And how was for you to go back to that character?
We were very surprised in the beginning that Peter and Jessica told us, are we going to shoot another movie with the same characters, but it's going to be a different movie. It's going to be a different tone with a new team, with also other actors involved now. But yes, the King of the Belgian was a very pleasant journey. So we were very happy to continue the story, to continue the characters with such a urgent team.
And to become
an emperor at last, yes.
It just every film that we make is coming out of a sense of necessity, in fact. And the best way to look at the situation in Europe now is through via humor, in fact. So we knew that a political satire was the best way to tackle this theme, and we had in hand a king who was already wounded. We had a scene that we had already shot, actually, and by chance arrived on Brioni Islands, and we're so deeply inspired by this place that's everything, where everything feels a little bit out of balance, and everything has a kind of strange sensation of being like a calm before a storm. So it was immediately a perfect stage to tell the story of Europe, but to keep it confined there on this island. So we brought all these characters there, and all of them in some way reveal something startling about the past, and especially the character of the king is carrying inside him questions about the future. Where are we going? Why? Who are we supposed to follow? Where are our leaders? What kind of leaders do we need today? How is it possible that all these fools are in power? How is this possible? So he's really carrying this forward for us.
Yeah, that's exactly one of the questions that I wondered about, like, what does it mean to be a leader? And what kind of a leader do we need today in Europe? What do you think?
That's a big question. what kind of leader? I think we need humanity. We need someone, but it's far away. It's like it's becoming very close to us every day. So what we need, I don't know what we need, but we need people to rise and to have to bring people together instead of dividing people all the time. So we need characters to stand up, and this is fiction, and the Barefoot Emperor and King Nicholas, of course, but he has the power in the movie to make the difference, to not just be a passenger, but to make the difference, because he was always like in this kept in this protocol, in this golden cage, and now he breaks out, and he doesn't want to be like another puppet. So he tries. So it's the second one, Barefoot Emperor, but he still isn't close to home, to Belgium. So maybe we have to make a third one.
Jessica, what do you think about my question? His question.
Part three.
Yeah, part three.
Possibly. But it has to come really from a concept, urgency. It has to come from a really need, a real need to talk about something that's happening in Europe. So in a way, we're sitting quietly while the emperor and his entourage are floating around in a submarine in the Mediterranean. We're waiting, waiting and waiting to see what happens in Europe and what we as storytellers feel would be a contribution to discourse. Because what we want to do is to provoke and to bring questions and not just to entertain, but we want to really, in some valuable way, bring intelligent questions to an audience. That inspiration comes when it comes. But we're all watching attentively to see what it could be. What it could be in outer space. It could be in Belgium. It could be in Italy. It could be many things. We're not sure yet. Yeah, but it has to come from necessity.
Since this film has a different tone from the previous one, how did you decide for the right tone? And did you find a balance with your actors as well?
Yeah, the tone is very different from the first one, and it actually makes that it's almost not a sequel. So the emotions that you experience in the first one are not the ones that you will find again and experience again in the second one. So the reading of it, of course, is awkward if you have expectations. So this is dangerous, making a sequel that's so different in tone. But the tone is defined by a certain sort of angst and anxiety and the awkward use of time and space, and also how the characters move awkwardly through this time and space. There's a lot of uncertainty. But to say that we had a prescription or a formula that we were trying to follow it's not true. It's very intuitive work, in fact, on set. And the aesthetics of it come very naturally from being on set and reading a situation, actually the day of, on set, understanding what are the tensions, what in fact is just the right balance between dialogue and movement and props and movements through. And it's a very mysterious process, but at a certain moment, things all of a sudden start to vibrate and to sing, and little things happen where the humor manifests, but you don't know where, and you can't anticipate it. So we're very alert on set, all of us together with the actors and the heads of departments, looking for this balance of things. It's very delicate, it's very mysterious, but yeah, trusting that small things are visible on a big screen. You know, you don't have to say so much or do so much, but in fact, it's the overall feeling of things being out of balance contributes to this. Yeah, it's an odd humor, but it's kind of gripping, and it's supposed to grip you and make you a little uneasy and a little uncomfortable.
What do you think?
Yeah, I couldn't say it any better. Yeah, that's the way they work, and they're looking always for that moment. And as an actor, you have to, we know each other now already for a long time, and so we feel at ease. There's a lot of trust, so we come together and we are searching, looking. We get involved a long time before the shooting, so we do improvisations. We work together. We sit down, and so that's the way we're looking for those moments.
One last thing: since the film is in the after-hours sections, how do you feel this position? I mean, sometimes there are horror films in the after-hours sections, not really experimental, but thriller. So how would you, let's say, categorize your film?
That's for you.
Impossible. We're constantly falling between chairs, and very hard to. No one ever can anticipate how our films will be perceived in the market. All of our films have been extremely unpredictable. And we made three very serious films, and then tried to finance King of the Belgians, Urrea Los Bando. Everyone said they're not funny at all. There was no faith. And then the audience proved otherwise. So it's in fact the audience that decides what it is. Yeah, we don't know. And it's the programmers who put us in a section. We just want to reach people, young and old, in whatever way we can. And we know we're sure that this film, despite what it may seem, it's really also made for a young audience who are thinking about the things that we're thinking about. It's their future. It's their future we're talking about, in fact.
We definitely need to think about those things.
Have to. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Jessica Woodward, Peter van der Biggen, director and actor of The Barefoot Emperor, screening After Hours at the Torino Film Festival, 37th edition. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, grazie.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.